stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. So stomp your feet and clap your hands. Our feet are on the rock. Now, I want to share with you a disconnect. I want to share with you a passage of scripture and two things I want you to do this. Number one, determine whether this is giving, whether you would say that this is an example of a connection between spiritual, physical, and mental health, or whether you would say that somewhere in there, there's a disconnect. Is there a connection or is there a disconnect between spiritual, mental, and physical health? Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. Verse 11. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in lack. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And that was the 13th verse, the last one. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4 and 13. Did I read some examples of all connections? Or did we read about some disconnects? And remember now, our focus is spiritual, mental, and physical health. Let me read the passage again. Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. From the sound of that passage, from the reading of that passage, based on what you can gain from that, if you can kind of get a sense of what the Apostle Paul's mood was as he wrote that, if you can kind of get a sense of what his mindset would have been as he wrote that to the saints at Philippi, what would you say would have been his spiritual state, healthy or unhealthy, sound or unsound? For those of you who say his spiritual health would have been sound, healthy, I agree with you. I mean, because to determine that we're going to be okay, I'm going to be able to do what I need to do, whether I'm well fed or whether I'm hungry, is, in my judgment, a good place to be spiritually. To say, I'm going to continue to do what I need to do, whether I am living in plenty or whether I'm living in lack, whether I have plenty of clothes other than what I have on my back, I only have one other outfit, I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to do what I need to do. To acknowledge that he has learned from his experience to be okay, to be self-sufficient, to do what he needs to keep doing, no matter what his state is, no matter what the circumstances are, I should say, no matter what the circumstances are. He knew what it was to go back and forth. Today I have enough, tomorrow, next week, next month, the month after that, I was barely surviving. I was just barely able to get enough food. 2 months after that, things turned around for me. And for the next year, I was doing very, very well, very well. I always had plenty of food. I had plenty of clothes. 2 years after that, I was shipwrecked, and I lost all my clothes except the clothes that were on my back, the clothes that I was wearing. And it took me a while, quite a while, to get to a point where I had enough clothes to keep me going. You know, I didn't have to wear the same thing, the same two outfits for 3 months at a time. I have learned that I can be hungry, because remember, he said, whether well-fed or hungry. I have learned that I can be hungry and still do what I need to be doing as far as ministry is concerned. I have learned that, of course, I can be well-fed and do what I need to do. Some people are at their worst spiritually when they're at their best materially. Paul had learned to be faithful to God, doing what God had called him to do, whether he had plenty to eat, or just enough to eat, whether he was living well or whether he was just getting by. And he said, I can do all things. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Through him who strengthens me, through him who gives me strength, through him who makes me strong, so that even when I'm hungry, I don't start having a pity party and say, well, I'm just going to stop all this work for the Lord because I'm doing all this work and I can't even eat. No. Pity parties and no backing away from the ministry. He let God give him the strength he needed to keep going and to keep doing what he needed to do. What would you say about the state of his mental health as we read that passage?